Welcome to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're just getting set for the first pitch here at Tokyo Dome. Utsumi on the mound for the Yomiuri Giants. He'll be facing Araki, Ibata, and Fukudome here in the first inning as the Giants host the Chunichi Dragons. Utsumi, in his third year now as a professional, spent most of the first year on the farm team. Last year, he saw some work at Ichigun. And this year, he is leading all of the Central League pitchers with a 0.072 ERA. I think that's what it was. 0.72 ERA. That sounds more like it. Okay. We're getting ready for the first pitch. Araki, the starting second baseman for the Chunichi Dragons, stands in, batting 250. No home runs and three RBIs. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one on the inside corner. And this game, at 6:01, Japan Standard Time, is underway. The second offering, Araki holds up, but the ball was down the middle for a called strike two. So Utsumi, two quick strikes on the first batter. The third pitch, low and away, but Araki cannot hold up this time. He goes down swinging. Strike three. A slider low and away, one bounded fielded by catcher Abe. Abe had touched Araki out as Araki was heading back to the third base dugout. Next up is Ibata, batting 184 on the season. He swings at the first pitch, grabs the ball up the middle, past Nioka into center field for a base hit. So that's the first hit of the game. And we'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome batting 316 on the season. He hit a home run against Uehara yesterday. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining the ball over a jumping Lee and into right field for a base hit. Ibata rounds second, heads into third base, standing up. And he rounds third base a little more then second baseman Nishi would have liked. Nishi runs him back to third as he brings the ball back in. So after striking out Araki on three straight pitches, the Dragons get base to base, back to back, first pitch base hits. Giants meet at the mound for a discussion. As to how they're going to handle Woods, number four batting, cleanup batter for the Dragons. We've got runners at the corners here. One out in the top of the first inning. Dragons threatening real quick here. Woods batting 261 with four home runs and 13 RBIs on the season so far. And the first offering to Woods misses outside for ball one. that was the first ball thrown by Utsumi tonight. Utsumi comes set, and the next offering misses down low. Ball two. Woods in the last five games is 7 for 17, a 4-12 pace with one home run and three RBIs. Utsumi set, throws over to first base. Fukudome dives back in. No strikes, two balls, the count on batter Woods. Against Utsumi, Woods is 0 for 6. Takes the next pitch down low and away. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. Left fielder Alex is on deck. Utsumi comes set, and the next offering swung on and missed. Strike one, so Woods had the green light on no strikes, three balls. Woods smiling there in the dugout. Batting 353, 6 for 17 with two home runs and nine RBIs when runners are in scoring position. As there's a runner on third base, runners at first and third. One out. Woods takes the next pitch up in the strike zone for a called strike two. That brings the count full. Utsumi has curveball, changeup, slider, and straight. That's his repertoire. The next offering. A one-bounder gets past catcher Abe. And Ibata comes in to score on the wild pitch. So the Dragons strike first. Looks like Utsumi was trying to throw a forkball. And the ball got away. Abe unable to handle it. That'll bring up Alex, with runners now at first and second, and one out. And Alex is swinging at the first pitch, lifting it high to center field. Center fielder Suzuki comes in and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up third baseman Tatsunami. Tatsunami batting 262 on the season, one home run with nine RBIs. Runners at first and second, one out and one run in for the Chunichi Dragons. Yamamoto Masa warming up in front of the third base dugout. He'll be the starting pitcher for Chunichi tonight. The first pitch to Tatsunami misses low and away. Ball one. Utsumi comes set, and the next offering just catches the outside corner. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. with runners in scoring position. Tatsunami is 6 for 12 with 1 home run and 9 RBIs. Runners at first and second now. And Utsumi comes high and tight with a curveball. The ball curves over the plate, but Tatsunami ducks out of it. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. The next offering, another curveball coming over the plate, swung on and missed. Abe throws the ball to second base, Fukudome back. As the ball was thrown kind of past second base. Good backup by the center fielder. So the count now, 2-2 with two down. And runners at first and second. Tatsunami 4 for 9 over the last 5 games, a 444 average. The next offering, a check swing, ground ball to the left side. Nioka comes over, throws to second, where Woods is late getting there. Forcing Woods for out number 3. So, the Dragons strike first with a run on a wild pitch. Ibata scoring on the wild pitch to Woods, who took ball 4. And going to the bottom of the first inning, the Chunichi Dragons lead by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live, bringing you the Tokyo Giants hosting the Chunichi Dragons. Yamamoto on the mound for the Dragons. He's thrown in 3 games, has a win, and his ERA is well over 6. He'll be facing Suzuki, Nishi, and Nioka, the top of the Giants lineup. Left-handed Lee on the mound. He'll be facing leadoff batter Suzuki, also left-handed. The first pitch just misses inside for ball 1. Yamamoto is 1-1 in his 3 games. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Ibata up with the ball, throws to first just in time. Suzuki was fast up the line. Nonetheless, that's one away. And that'll bring up Nishi. In 23 years of pitching, Yamamoto has defeated the Giants 33 times. Nishi, batting 208 on the season, 5 for just 24, has been sharing the second base job with Chibolote import Kosaka. The next offer, or the first offering to Nishi, misses high and away for ball one. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ibata comes over toward third base, throws to first, in time, two away. So that's two ground outs to Ibata here in the bottom of the first inning. And that'll bring up shortstop Nioka. Today is Nioka's birthday, as well as pitcher Utsumi. Nioka turns 30 today. His eighth year as a Giant. They first pitch to him down the middle, taken for a called strike one. Nioka is batting 308 on the season, two home runs and eight RBIs. The second offering, in there for a called strike two. Nioka at the plate, the Giants down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Two down and nobody on. The third pitch, low and away. Taken for ball one, two strikes, one ball the count to Nioka. Yamamoto into the windup. And the next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So the Giants go down in order here in the first inning. And after one complete, trail by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Dragons will be sitting up the bottom of their order. Hidenori Tanishige and pitcher Yamamoto. Utsumi on the mound, his first pitch to Hidenori is swung on and missed. Strike one. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Two quick strikes on Hidenori. Utsunomi into the windup. And the third offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Nishi up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time. One away. That'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Utsumi has won his last three outings, including two complete games. Complete game on the 15th against Yokohama, and then the following week against Hanshin, where he gave up just one run in each of those. Tanishige batting .245, one home run and five RBIs on the season. Takes the first pitch at the knees and over the plate for a called strike one. Against Utsumi, Tanishige is 3-for-5. Takes the next pitch inside, evening the count at 1-1. 3-for-5, that's a 600 batting average? With one RBI. Next offering, swung on and missed. Strike two. The next offering, swung on and lifted up and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and lined over the shortstop and into left field. Base hit. Ball bounces just in front of left fielder Muta. So the Dragons, one out base hit by Tanishige. That'll bring up pitcher Yamamoto. Yamamoto, 1-for-4 on the season, .250 average. No home runs, no RBIs. Abe first goes and steps in front of the plate and tells his infield what play they'd like to have on, as Yamamoto will most likely be bunting. And sure enough, first pitch, Yamamoto squares to bunt, takes the ball outside for ball one. Abe giving signs again to the infield. So I'd say that the Giants have been practicing what to do on bunt attempts with the runner at first base. And the next pitch is bunted well up the third base side. Third baseman Kokubo up with the ball. Throws to Nishi covering the first base bag for out number one. The sacrifice is successful. I think that's the easiest way to say it. A very well bunted ball to the third base side, making the only play to first base. So that's the second out of the inning, and we go back to the top of the order in Araki. Araki batting .247 on the season, no home runs, three RBIs. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Araki struck out swinging in the first on three pitches by Utsumi. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side, just inside the first base bag. Lee fields the ball over the line behind the bag. Tosses to the covering Utsumi in time for out number three. So the Dragons get a base runner, but come up empty in the second. After 1.5 innings, the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants will be sending up the cleanup, Lee, Kokubo, and Abe, here in the bottom of the second inning. They face Yamamoto Masa. Yamamoto's first pitch. No, he's still warming up. Sorry. Yamamoto takes his last warm-up pitch. And now Lee will be stepping in. Lee batting 311, 5 home runs, 18 RBIs. One of the few players who wears his pants like the old knicker style, with the pants going down just below the knee and the stocking showing under that. The only thing is, it looks like he's just got black stockings. There's no stirrup visible there. Most of the players now have a long pant style of pants, where the pants go all the way down to the shoe. Lee swings and misses the first pitch. 3 for 15, 200 pace over the last 5 games. No home runs, no RBIs over that span. Next offering misses down low, evening the count at 1-1. Lee versus Chunichi is 11 for 21 lifetime. That, of course, coming last year during the interleague games. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to Araki at second base. Araki up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number one. So 3 of the 4 Giants so far have grounded out to the infield. Watching Watanabe of the Chibolote Marines today, with him too, everything was a ground ball to the infield or a strikeout. I don't think the Eagles got a ball out of the infield against Watanabe today through 6-plus innings. The first pitch to Kokubo in there for a called strike one. Kokubo batting 317, 7 home runs, and 23 RBIs on the season. The next offering misses down low and away, evening the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning. One out, Giants Kokubo at the plate, as the Giants trail this one by a score of 1-0. The next offering swung on and lifted out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball. The call to eject Watanabe in the Chibolote game was made after the umpires got together to discuss it. Next offering misses inside, evening the count at 2-2 to Kokubo. For those of you who don't know, Watanabe Shunsuke, the submarine thrower for the Marines, was throwing a virtually perfect game. He had hit one batter in about the fourth or fifth inning, but that batter was erased by a double play. Next pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Then, in the top of the seventh inning, leadoff batter Tepe attempting a safety bunt got hit in the back of the helmet by the pitch by Watanabe. The umpires got together and decided that that was a dangerous pitch, and Watanabe was ejected. Next pitch to Kokobo lifted into shallow center field, and just behind the second base bag, it's shortstop Ibata making the catch as second baseman Araki goes flying past him. So, two away, and that'll bring up catcher Abe. Uchi came in to pitch for Watanabe after that. He got the first batter to ground into a 6-4-3 double play, and the next batter grounded out to first base. The first pitch to Abe called strike one on the outside corner. Abe batting 365 on the season. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Foul. So two quick strikes on Abe. The Eagles did manage two hits in the eighth inning and two hits in the ninth inning to break up the no-hitter. And they even stranded the bases loaded in the ninth, threatening the shutout. Next offering to Abe, fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Lotte ended up winning that one by a score of 6-0. The next pitch, a curveball. Abe was bailing out, and the umpire called it ball one. Looked like the ball might have curved in over the plate. But anything close with two strikes and no balls, the umpire is generally going to call a ball. The next pitch misses low and away. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls. Now the count to Abe. In the only other night game, Oryx leads the Cebu Lions at Skymark Stadium by a score of 1-0 on a solo home run by Tani. Next pitch to Abe fouled off to the left side and out of play. All the other games were day games. Yokohama and Hiroshima were called a rainout. Hanshin defeated Yakult at Koshien Stadium by a score of 6-3. Next pitch to Abe, swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Woods has the ball, and with Yamamoto standing on the bag, Woods makes the two steps to the bag himself to retire the side. So it's 3-up, 3-down again for the Giants here in the second inning. After two complete now, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've finished two complete here at Tokyo Dome, Chunichi Dragons. One run coming in on a wild pitch by Utsumi. The Dragons will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Ibata, Fukudome, and Woods. The first pitch to Ibata misses up high for ball one. The next offering misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Ibata. Batting 195 on the season, no home runs, five RBIs. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the third base coach. Utsumi has thrown 33 pitches so far. 23 for strikes, 10 for balls. The next offering, down the middle for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Ibata. Utsumi, today his 24th birthday. In his third year as a Giant. And as a professional. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Nioka up with the ball, moving toward the second base bag, throws to first in time. One away. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome in the first inning hit a line drive base hit to right field. The Hanshin Yakult game saw a number of home runs. In the third inning, Sheets hit his third of the year, a three-run shot to put the Tigers up 1-0. Fukudome swings at the first pitch, lifting the ball back behind home plate. Abe gives chase, and in front of the back screen, makes the catch for out number two. So, that'll bring up cleanup hitter Woods. Woods drew a base on balls his first at bat, and on that pitch, that was ball four. It was a one-bounder that got past Abe, and Ibata scored from third. First pitch to Woods, misses low and inside, ball one. Sheets' three-run home run in the third inning of the Hanshin game put the Tigers up 3-0 at the time. But Yakult tied it up when Aoki hit a three-run home run in the seventh. Next pitch to Woods in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The Tigers then scored two in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Toritani hit a solo home run in the eighth for the sixth Tiger run. Tigers taking that game 6-3. The third pitch was missed for a ball, and the fourth misses low and away, ball three. One strike, three balls to Woods. At Sapporo Dome today, Nippon Ham Fighters defeated the SoftBank Hawks by a score of 4-2. In the second inning, Ibata hit his third home run of the year, a solo shot to put the Nippon Ham Fighters up 1-0. Next pitch, changeup, swung on and missed, strike two. That brings the count full. And SoftBank's Cabrera hit a solo shot in the ninth inning, which cut the Nippon-Hem lead in half at the time, 4-2, and that's how it ended. The next pitch called, strike three, a beautiful pitch at the knees and over the outside part of the plate. So Woods goes down looking, and the Dragons, for the first time, go down in order here in the third inning. After 2.5 now here at Tokyo Dome, the Chunichi Dragons continue to hold on to a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth inning. No, the bottom of the third inning. Sorry. The Giants batting. They'll be sending up the bottom of the order in Yano, Miura, and pitcher Utsumi. Giants trailing this one by a score of 1-0. Yamamoto winds up, and his first pitch to Yano in there for a called strike one. Yano batting 412 with 4 home runs and 16 RBIs. One of several young Giants really working hard for the Giants as they are running away with the Central League. Next pitch in there for a called strike two. When Utsumi pitches, Yano is 5-for-15, a .333 average with 5 home runs and with 5 RBIs and 1 home run. Next pitch misses up high. Yano checks his swing. 2 strikes, 1 ball, the count. Yano in his fourth year still hasn't had very many at-bats with the top team. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The Giants have a tendency of gathering a lot of the best talent in Japan, and a lot of it just wastes away at Nigun. Next pitch swung on and lifted high to right field. Second baseman Araki goes back. And in front of right fielder Fukudome, calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number one. Yamamoto has not allowed a hit yet. Struck out one batter. Miura, this season, is 1-for-1. Perfect 1,000 batting average. Left fielder getting the start of left field tonight. right-handed Miura takes first pitch from left-handed Yamamoto for strike one. No, for ball one, sorry. The second offering swung on and grounded up the middle. Ibata up with the ball to the left of second base, and his throw to first is in plenty of time for out number two. Miura in his sixth year, also just now getting his first chance at Ichigun. That'll bring up pitcher Utsumi. Utsumi is 3-for-8 this season, a .375 batting average. Very good for a pitcher. Turning 24 today. The crowd playing Happy Birthday on the trumpet and singing along. First pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Next offering in there for a called strike one. The next offering swung on a miss, strike two. The next offering called, strike three on the outside corner. And the Giants go down in order for the third time out of three tonight. So, after three complete now, the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Dragons here in the fourth inning will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Alex, Tatsunami, and Hidenori. Alex in the first inning flew out to center field. The first pitch by Utsumi. Misses inside, an appeal to first base, and the first base umpire says, no, Alex did not swing. I don't know, that could have gone either way to me. Alex batting .307, 4 home runs and 11 RBIs on the season. Next pitch, swung on and grounded just inside the third base bag and into the left field corner. Alex rounds first and goes trotting into second base. A leadoff double for Alex. here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up third baseman Tatsunami. Tatsunami grounded out to short, his first at bat. A fielder's choice ending the first inning. Batting 258 on the season, one home run, nine RBIs. The first offering swung on and grounded to the first base side. Lee fields the ball just foul of the base. With runners in scoring position, Tatsunami is hitting well over 400. And in 19 years, Tatsunami has 2,352 hits. Next pitch is bunted up the first base line. Lee fields the ball and dashes toward the line and touches Tatsunami out, as there was no way he was going to get back to first base in time. So Tatsunami, a drag bunt up the first base line, moves Alex to third base. I guess you could call that a sacrifice bunt, although it sure did look like Tatsunami was trying his best to get on. Utsumi so far has thrown 46 pitches this game. And that'll bring up center fielder Hidenori. 6 for 20, 300 average on the season. No home runs and one RBI. Runner at third base now. First pitch high and tight. Hidenori ducks out of it. Second baseman is playing even with the bag. In hopes of getting some sort of play at the plate. Next offering swung on and lifted to shallow right field. Right fielder Yano has a long run to get to the ball, but is able to as it hangs up there long enough for him. Alex touches up at third base but does not go. So two out now. That removes the threat of a sacrifice fly, and catcher Tanishige comes up to the plate. Former Bay Star. And they're going to walk Tanishige to face the pitcher, Yamamoto. Abe stands up, takes the first pitch. Signals for the pitch out again. Takes the next pitch way outside. Utsumi almost throwing it over Abe's right shoulder. Abe jumping after the second pitch. Third pitch misses outside. Ball three. And the fourth pitch. Tanishige draws an intentional base on balls. That'll bring up pitcher Yamamoto. Yamamoto sacrificed his first at bat. It was a very nice bunt up the third base side. Yamamoto 1 for 4 on the season, 250 average. No home runs, no RBIs. First pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Yamamoto doesn't look that bad standing up there with the bat. There are a lot of pitchers who look completely lost up there. In 478 games, Yamamoto has a 156 batting average, 126 hits. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. That's over his career. Abe steps forward a couple of steps, shouts at Itsumi saying, "Throw the ball here." The third offering, Yamamoto steps out, taking all the way. Called strike one. A damaging hit by a pitcher here could take all the morale out of the Giants. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2. At Skymark Stadium, they finished 3 complete. Oryx continues to lead the Cebu Lions by a score of 1-0. Utsumi steps off the mound. Tanishige at first, making him a little nervous. Tanishige at first, Alex at third base, 2 down, pitcher at the plate. Here in the top of the 4th inning, next pitch misses low and away, a good block by Abe to keep the ball from going to the backstop. The first run the Chunichis got, Ibata scored on a pass ball. That pitch being ball 4 to Woods at the time. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to left field, but foul. Yamamoto swinging just a little late there, but protecting the plate. Utsumi again. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to left field, but that ball goes foul. Out of play. Yano giving chase. No, not Yano. Miura giving chase. So Yamamoto protecting the plate. Looking to help himself here. With runners at first and third, 2 down. Top of the 4th inning. Chunichi up by a score of 1-0. Utsumi comes set. Shobu pitch again, swung on and grounded to the right side. Nishi has to wait for the ball to come down, a high bounder, but it comes down in plenty of time to throw to first base and get Yamamoto by a couple few steps. So the Dragons threaten again here in the 4th inning, but come up empty. Going to the bottom of the 4th, the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants having sent up nine batters in the first three innings. Unable to get a base runner against Yamamoto. Yamamoto having been the last out of the top of the fourth. Took quite a bit of time coming out to the mound. He's just now completing his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing the top of the order. Center fielder Suzuki, second baseman Nishi, and shortstop Nioka. Suzuki, his first at-bat, grounded out to short. Yamamoto has been playing professional baseball probably about as long as this batter has been alive. Okay, I don't know that for sure, but it might be close. Suzuki batting 318, no home runs. Two RBIs. Grounded out to short his first at bat. Yamamoto into the windup and his first pitch. Just missed somewhere. Inside maybe? Looked like a pretty good pitch by the veteran pitcher. And the next pitch, Suzuki shows bunt. Takes called strike one. This says that Suzuki has been with the Giants for 10 years. He looks a lot younger than that. He looks like one of the many young Giants. Yano, Utsumi. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle. And it's a nice play by Araki behind the second base bag, but Suzuki has some speed. He crosses the plate well before the throw, or crosses the bag well before the throw, for an infield hit. That'll bring up second baseman Nishi. Nishi grounded out to short his first at bat. Suzuki is 9 for 10 in steal attempts. Why hasn't he been called up by the Giants earlier? This kid has some talent. Throw over to first base. Suzuki back. Oh yeah, because the Giants keep buying expensive outfielders from other teams. Anyway, Nishi, 5 for 25, 200 average, 1 home run, 2 RBIs on the season. Squares to bunt, but the throw is to first base. Suzuki dives back in. Under Hada Kantoku this year, the Giants going to their farm quite a bit. Hada also changing the lineup pretty much daily based on the pitcher. Another throw to first base. Suzuki back standing this time. Suzuki takes his lead all the way onto the carpet. And the next offering, a pitch out. Suzuki not going. And that's the first pitch to Nishi. No strikes and a ball. Tanishige has thrown out 7 of 11, a 636 caught stealing percentage, while Suzuki 9 for 10, a 900 stolen base percentage. Yamamoto comes set, a throw over to first base. Suzuki back standing up, and the crowd is getting restless. Cebu has failed to score in the fourth inning. At Skymark Stadium, Oryx leads Cebu by a score of 1-0 still. We've got a 1-0 ball game here at Tokyo Dome. Shunichi leading this one in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, bunted up the first base side, foul. That evens the count at 1-1. Tunishi. Nishi at the plate, squaring to bunt as Yamamoto sets up. Next pitch, bunted back to Yamamoto, whose only play is to first base. And the sacrifice is successful. So that'll bring up shortstop Nioka. Nioka struck out swinging his first at bat. Batting 294, 5 for 17. No home runs and 5 RBIs. That with runners in scoring position. As Suzuki is now. The first offering to Nioka misses up high, ball one. On the season, Nioka batting 304, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs. So he bats better without runners in scoring position. Runner at second base, one out. Nioka at the plate for the Giants, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch, 105-kilometer changeup, or maybe slow curve. Misses way outside, Tanishige having to stand up and jump after that one. Yamamoto earlier this season won his 30th game against Yakult, I believe it was, and has won at least 30 games from all 5 Central League teams. 7th player to do so. Yamamoto steps off the mound, bringing Suzuki back to second base, or thereabouts. Yamamoto has his sign. No strikes, 2 balls, the count. The third offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. 1 strike, 2 balls. A screwball. One strike, 2 balls to count. And the fourth offering in the dirt inside. Blocked well by Tanishige. One strike, three balls. So, having a base runner has really slowed things down here at Tokyo Dome. Versus Yamamoto, Nioka is 2 for 8, a 250 average, with no home runs, and he struck out once this last season against Yamamoto. The next offering swung on and hit line to center field. That ball's going to be trouble. One bound against the wall. Hidenori fields the ball off the wall, but Suzuki is already coming around third base and scores. We've got a tie ball game. Nioka double off this, well, one bound off the center field wall. And the Giants are on the ball, are on the board. That'll bring up number four batting, Lee. Giants first baseman. So a leadoff infield single by Suzuki, sacrifice bunt by Nishi, then a double. One bounded off the center field wall, puts the Giant, or brings this game to a tie, 1-1. And that brings up Lee, batting 308, 5 home runs and 18 RBIs on the season. Doing much better than anybody expected him to do with the Giants. For the most part, when foreigners and other free agents move to the Giants, they suffer tremendously. The Lee is hit, swinging at the first pitch, lifting this one to left center field. Center fielder Hidenori is over, but it's Alex calling for the ball and making the catch in front of the warning track in left field for out number two. That'll bring up Kokubo. Kokubo acquired from the Daiei Hawks several years ago in a trade that saw absolutely nothing go to Daiei. The first pitch to Kokubo, called strike one at the knees. Kokubo with runners in scoring position, batting 367, 11 for 30, 5 home runs and 20 RBIs. Definitely a steal of a bargain from Daiei. Giants should have been charged for shoplifting there. Next offering, misses up high, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. On the season, Kokubo batting 313, 7 home runs and 23 RBIs. So with runners on, he's really effective, more so than normal. Next pitch in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. And that was the 50th pitch by Yamamoto tonight. In his 23rd year as a professional. All with the Chunichi Dragons. Kokubo was 1-for-4 against Yamamoto last year. Most of this extra information coming from G+, the Giants network. give credit where credit's due. Yamamoto comes set. And the next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Tatsunami up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number three. But not before the Giants come back and tie this ball game up. At the end of four complete now, the score is 1-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nioka broke the Giants out of their funk, hitting a RBI double in the bottom of the fourth inning to tie this ballgame up at 1-1. The Chunichi Dragons send up the top of their order, Inadaki, here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch by Utsumi, taken for a called strike one over the outside part of the plate. Araki so far has struck out swinging and grounded out to first. Second offering misses inside, evening the count at 1-1. Araki on the season batting .244, no home runs, 3 RBIs. Next pitch misses high and away, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The next offering, a one bounder to Abe. An appeal to the first plate, to the first base umpire, says no, Araki did not swing. And the fifth offering misses up high, ball four. That, I believe, is the first. Oh, that's the second base on balls. First unintentional base on balls given up by Utsumi today. Utsumi walked Tanishige intentionally last inning. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. Both pitchers have been very effective. Yamamoto has yet to give up a base on balls. Throw over to first base. Araki dives back in. Ibata, right-handed batter, but the Giants' defense shading him to the right side in the outfield. The first pitch to him misses it low and away, ball one. over to first base. Adachi dives back in. Ibata versus Utsumi is 6 for 2. That's 333 average. No home runs and is struck out twice. That last year. Today he's singled and grounded out to short. The next offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering, a pitch out, nothing going. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch, another pitch out. Still, Adachi not going. And that brings the count full. Adachi is only 4 for 6 in stolen bases. On the other hand, Abe has only gotten 4 out of 10 who have attempted to steal against him. Ibata calls time. Looks like he got something in his eye. He's wiping his eye with his wristband. The next pitch. Ibata reaches for it. Low and away, but manages to foul the ball off and out of play to the right side. And Adachi was going on the pitch this time. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Adachi on first base. Number two batting, Ibata at the plate. The next offering swung on and fouled back. Count remains full to Ibata. Next offering, swung on and missed. Runners going. The throw to second base. And the ball gets away from Nioka. So safe or not, so whether he'd have been safe or not doesn't matter. He is safe at second base. Ibata strikes out swinging for one out. And Adachi has a stolen base. One bounder not being handled well by Nioka. As Adachi was sliding in there. Nonetheless, that brings up right fielder Fukudome. Runner now at second base and one out. Fukudome batting 321 on the season, 8 home runs and 14 RBIs. Catcher Abe sets up high. The ball comes in high. Ball one. Almost looked like Abe was blocking the umpire from seeing the pitch. Utsumi has thrown 74 pitches so far. His 75th pitch, taken way up high, ball two. To Fukudome. Versus Utsumi. Last year, Fukudome was 4 for 6. A 667 record. No home runs and didn't strike out. The next offering called strike one. So far today, Fukudome has singled to right and fouled out to the catcher. Over the last five seasons, Fukudome is 7 for 20, a 350 average, two home runs, and three RBIs. One of those home runs coming off of Uehara yesterday. The next offering misses up high, ball three. One strike, three balls to Fukudome. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to center field, right center. It's right fielder Yano making the catch. Araki touching up at second base. The throw into third base is not in time. So Fukudome, a long fly ball to right field, allows Araki to touch up and go to third base. That'll bring up Tyrone Woods, the Dragons' first baseman, batting 257 on the season, four home runs and 13 RBIs. Another former Bay Star. With runners in scoring position, Woods is 6 for 17, a 353 mark. Two home runs and nine RBIs. Takes first pitch, missing somewhere. Four ball one. Looked like an awful good pitch to me. Woods, his first at bat, drew a base on balls. That ball four pitch being a one bounder that Abe wasn't able to handle. The next pitch is lined to center to right field and off the wall. Araki scores easily from third base, and Woods has a line drive single off the top of the right field wall. So the Chunichi Dragons take a 2-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up left fielder Alex. Alex has flown out to center and doubled to the left field corner. He takes the first pitch by Utsumi for a called strike one here. Alex on the season batting 316, four home runs, 11 RBIs. Yamamoto out, loosening up in front of the third base dugout. Alex takes the next pitch outside for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering to Alex, grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So back-to-back base hits by Woods and Alex. Keep the Dragons going here in the top of the fifth inning. The infielders meet on the mound. Give Utsumi a little bit of encouragement here. As he finds himself in a pinch. Third baseman Tatsunami coming up next. Tatsunami has grounded out to the third baseman. No, to the shortstop in a fielder's choice. His first at bat. And grounded out to first, his second at bat. And he rips the first pitch to right field. One bound to the wall and into the corner. Woods rounds third, heads into home. And Alex heads into third base. As Tatsunami holds at first base with a single. Ball played well off of the wall by Yano in right field to prevent a second run. Dragons now up 3-1. That brings the batting coach out for a word. As three consecutive base hits have scored two runs here in the top of the fifth inning. Utsumi is staying in the ball game. Center fielder Hidenori comes up next. Hidenori has grounded out to second and flown out to right so far. A throw over to first base. Tatsunami's back standing up. Utsumi's thrown 84 pitches so far. 50 for strikes, 34 for balls. Another throw over to first base. And Tatsunami almost overruns first base coming back. Chunichi now a 3-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Still batting. Two runs in this inning so far. The next offering called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Upper part of the strike zone. The next offering misses up high, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Two strikes, one ball, the count. To Hidenori. The next pitch misses for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the fifth offering swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2-2 to Hidenori. Satsumi. Set. And the pitch. A looping liner toward right field, but Nishi, playing well back, is able to jump up and make the catch for out number three. Good positioning by Nishi there to prevent at least one more run here in the top of the fifth inning. But it was the Chunichi Dragons coming up with two here in the top of the fifth inning to break the game open again. And going to the bottom of the fifth, the Chunichi Dragons now lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbe, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yamamoto will be seeing numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the Giants order. Abe, Yano, and Miura here in the bottom of the fifth. Giants trying to get back in this one, trailing by a score of 3-1. Yamamoto wanting to protect this lead. The first pitch to Abe misses up high, ball one. The next offering just misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Report from Skymark Stadium says that Hinano is pitching very well for the Oryx Buffaloes, setting down the Lions in order in the top of the six on six pitches. Next pitch to Abe misses, or is just catches the corner for a called strike one. The fourth offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. I think Abe might have thought that was a little low. And away. It certainly wouldn't have been an easy pitch to hit. 2-2 now the count. The next offering swung on and fouled away to the left side. The Oryx Buffaloes leading the Cebu Lions 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth now. The next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Tatsunami in foul territory. Just the other side of the third base bag makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up right fielder Yano. Yano batting .406, 4 home runs and 6 RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch up high. Ball 1. So far today, Yano has flown out to second baseman. The second offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Hidenori goes back, then over, then another step in, and makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up left fielder Miura. Yamamoto had struggled a little bit last inning, giving up a run there, but has really come down again this inning. The first pitch in there for a called strike 1. Yamamoto retired the first 9 batters he faced before giving up a base hit, an infield base hit to Suzuki. Next pitch misses just a little low. 1-1 the count. Miura just 1-for-2 on the season. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. Miura, one of several young Giants getting a chance this year. Swings and lifts the next pitch to the first base side. Tatsunami calls Woods off and makes the catch near the first base bag for out number 3. So the Giants retired in order for the 4th time out of 5 tries tonight. At the end of 5 complete now, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. This just in, the Oryx Buffaloes score 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning, and they're still batting, now leading the Cebu Lions by a score of 4-0. Nippon Ham defeated SoftBank earlier 4-2. Lotte defeated the Eagles 6-0. This afternoon as well. The Hanshin Tigers defeated the Yakult Swallows 6-3 in an afternoon game, and the Bay Stars and Hiroshima were rained out in Yokohama. The Chiba Marine game saw Watanabe ejected after a pitch hit Tepe in the back of the helmet. The first pitch to Tanishige here in the top of the sixth inning misses low and away, ball one. Tanishige a single to left and an intentional base on balls so far tonight. Takes next pitch for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Junichi leading this one by a score of 3-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Leadoff batter Tanishige at the plate. Next pitch misses outside. That evens the count at 2-2. For those of you who didn't hear earlier, Watanabe had a virtual perfect game going after six innings. Next pitch grounded to second baseman Nishi, who's up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up pitcher Yamamoto. Watanabe Shunsuke had hit a batter in about the fourth or fifth inning, that batter being a race on a double play. Pretty much all the outs that he got were ground balls to the infield or strikeouts. And then, to lead off the seventh inning, Tepe was showing bunt and kind of ducked right into the pitch, getting hit on the back of the helmet. The first pitch to Yamamoto. Yamamoto's taking all the way, called strike one. The umpires converged and ejected Watanabe after that for throwing a dangerous pitch. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, no balls to Watanabe. Uchi came in to relieve Watanabe, got the next batter to ground out. To ground out into a double play, erasing the base runner. Next pitch to Yamamoto, grounded to the left side. Nioka up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. That brings us back to the top of the order in Araki. Junichi's second baseman. Uchi for the Chivalote Marines then got the next batter to ground out to first. And the virtual perfect game was still intact. But Lakuten had a couple of hits in the eighth inning. Two more in the ninth, along with a foul ball. Araki swings and missed the first pitch. Strike one. Had the bases loaded in the ninth inning, but failed to score. So the Eagles managed to get four base hits out of the last two innings after Watanabe was gone. Next pitch taken for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. That was Utsumi's 100th pitch of the game. His 101st pitch misses down low. One strike, two balls the count. Utsumi 3-0 this season with a 0.72 ERA. Next pitch misses outside. Ball three. That 0.72 ERA going into this game, as he's given up three earned runs today. Utsumi steps off the mound, goes to the rosin bag. The next offering misses down low. Abe wanted that call a little bit, but it's a base on balls to Araki with two down here in the top of the sixth inning. Araki's base on balls to lead off the fifth inning turned into a Chunichi run. Base on balls hurt. Nonetheless, that brings up shortstop Ibata. The first pitch to Ibata misses down low. Ball one. Araki had stolen second base in the fifth inning. Ibata just batting 190 on the season. That was Araki's fifth stolen base of the year. He's 5-for-7. The next pitch, with the runner going, the throw is right there. Araki slides into it, and he's out of there. So, the Chunichi Dragons get a base runner, but he's erased, attempting to steal. And at the end of 5.5 innings now, the Chunichi Dragons continue to lead by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to have a pinch hitter, Onishi, for Utsumi. Onishi, though, is 0-for-4 this season. So that closes the book on Utsumi today. His 24th birthday. Doesn't look like he's going to get the win here unless the Giants can come up with 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th. Yamamoto's first pitch to the pinch hitter Onishi, in there for a called strike one. The next offering right down the middle of the pipe for a called strike two. Correspondent Stevie says that walks do hurt in the bottom of the 6th inning at Skymark Stadium. First, Onishi grounds the ball to second base. Araki up with the ball, throws to first base, and Onishi, fast up the line, is just called out at first. Araki kind of took a little bit too long throwing the ball, And Onishi almost made it in there. Nonetheless, we go to center fielder Suzuki, the top of the Giants batting order, here in the bottom of the sixth with one out. To continue with Skymark Stadium in the bottom of the sixth inning, it was a walk to Tani that loaded the bases with two out. The next batter, Masahiro Abe, grounded a hit between short and third, scoring the two runs that Oryx scored there, taking a 4-0 lead over Cebu. The first pitch to Suzuki in there for a called strike one. Against Suzuki, the third baseman is playing in quite a bit. As with Suzuki's speed, he's a threat to bunt in an attempt for a base hit. His base hit in the fourth inning, which led off the inning, was just behind the second base bag. Araki made a great play to get to the ball, but was way late throwing to first. The second offering missed for a ball. And the third offering in there for a called strike two. Right down the middle. Suzuki showing bunt, but pulling the bat back. The fourth offering, and Suzuki ducks out of the pitch inside for ball two. 2-2 now the count. Yamamoto shakes off the first sign by Tanishige, says yes to the second, and the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the Giants' sixth, and we'll bring up second baseman Nishi. Yamamoto so far has only given up two hits tonight. That was the third strikeout. First pitch to Nishi in there for a called strike one. Junichi leading 3-1. The second pitch to Nishi misses low and inside, evening the count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Nishi batting 200 on the season. Takes the next pitch for a called strike two at the knees. Two strikes, one ball to count. Osaka having taken over the second base position for the most part. Nishi relatively few at bats. Next offering just misses outside, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Sago, Nishi so far tonight has grounded out to short and sacrificed. Yamamoto has thrown 77 pitches so far. The next offering just misses outside, ball three. That brings the count full to Nishi. With two down, here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on. 51 strikes, 27 balls. Is the breakdown of Yamamoto's 78 pitches so far. 79th pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. So two of Yamamoto's four strikeouts coming this inning. And after six complete now, the Chunichi Dragons hold on to a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yamamoto pitching a gem here at Tokyo Dome. Giants relief comes in. It'll be Kubo taking the mound. This is Kubo's 10th game. No wins, no losses, no saves. A 2.45 ERA. He'll be up on the mound, hoping to keep the game close. As the Giants are still well within striking distance, down by two runs. Dragons leading by a score of 3-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. The Dragons will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Ibata, Fukudome, and Woods. This is the trio that got things going in the first inning. In the first, with one out, Ibata singled up the middle, Fukudome singled to right, and Woods drew a base on balls. With the fourth pitch there being a wild pitch, plating Ibata. Ibata here, though, swings at the first pitch, lining it to center field. Where Suzuki has the ball for out number one. That brings up right fielder Fukudome. The first offering to Fukudome misses low and away for ball one. Yeah. Second offering, swung on and lined into right field, one bound in front of right fielder Yano. Base hit. That's the second hit of the night for Fukudome. 2-for-4. And that'll bring up Tyrone Woods. The Dragon first baseman. Former Bay Star. Woods so far has walked, struck out, and singled off the wall and right. That single to right, driving in a run. Takes first pitch for ball one. Kubo steps back and throws first. Fukudome back standing up. Woods versus Kubo, 3-for-7, a .429 average, no home runs, and a strikeout once. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side, toward the first base dugout. Last year, Woods ranked third in home runs with 38, had 103 RBIs, batted .306. One member of the Dragons staff says that without Woods, the Dragons would have finished in last instead of second. He held Woods to such high regard. And Woods takes the next pitch on the outside corner for a called strike two. Alex swinging the bat on deck. Throw to first. Fukudome dives back in this time. Over the last five games, Woods is 7-for-17, a .412 pace, one home run and three RBIs. The fourth offering swung on and missed. Woods goes down swinging for out number two. That'll bring up left fielder Alex. Alex, 2-for-3 today. Flew out to center, doubled to left, and singled up the middle. And the first pitch is swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder coming over, right fielder coming over. They look up. Hi-da! Home run! Alex, 2-run home run to left field. And the Dragons take a 5-1 lead. Two-run home run by Alex. His third hit of the evening. A triple short of the cycle. That brings up Tanishige, who takes the first pitch just outside for ball one. No, Tatsunami, sorry, not Tanishige. The next offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Alex has really been a great find for the Chunichi Dragons. Next offering misses inside. Appeal to the third base umpire says no, Tatsunami did not swing. The next offering called strike one. Just slightly outside. But hey, anything close with three balls is a strike, just like anything close with two strikes is a ball. The next offering called strike two. This one coming over the plate on the inside part of it. Full count to Tatsunami. And the Shobu pitch swung on and hit the other way to left field. Left fielder Muta comes in to make the catch for out number three. But not before Alex hits a big two-run home run to left center, putting the Dragons up by a score of 5-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Nioka, Lee, and Kokobo, hoping to get something going to close this ever-increasing gap between the Giants and Dragons. But Yamamoto overpowering the Giants, 79 pitches so far. Given up just one run. And two hits. One of those hits was by leadoff batter Nioka. A double in the fourth inning, which drove in the Giants' only run. Nioka takes first pitch for a called strike one. Here in this seventh inning. The next offering swung on and hit to right field, but right to right fielder Fukudome for out number one. A line drive right to Fukudome. And that'll bring up first baseman Lee. Lee has grounded out to second and flown out to left so far tonight. Batting 304, 5 home runs, 18 RBIs. Doing a much better job for the Giants than anyone suspected. Versus left-handers, he's only batting 250. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds it to the left side. Ibata has a difficult play running in. He throws to first, not in time. Lee beats out an infield hit to short. So the Giants get a base runner here in the top or the bottom of the seventh inning. And that'll bring up third baseman Kokobo. That was Lee's first hit of the night. Kokobo, 0 for 2. Flown out to short and grounded out to third so far. Batting 310, 7 home runs, 23 RBIs on the season. Yamamoto's first pitch misses down low. Ball one to Kokubo. Woodick's added two more runs in the bottom of the seventh against Cebu. Next pitch to Kokubo, swung on and missed, evening the count at 1-1. Shiozaki had an RBI single to center, scoring Hidaka from third base. After Kitagawa was hit by a pitch, Tani singled to left, scoring Shiozaki from second base. Both runs were scored after two outs in the inning. The next pitch to Kokubo swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Second baseman Araki calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number two. Infield ground outs and infield flies seem to be the order of the night for Yamamoto. Although several of those infield flies have been to the outfield, the infielders going back for them, as opposed to Watanabe's outing today in at Chiba Marine Stadium, where nothing the Eagles hit left the infield. First pitch to number six batting Abe, misses outside for ball one. Watanabe Shunsuke was really on with his game, even in the rain, until that fateful hit-by-pitch. Tepe, by the way, before leaving for the hospital for a routine check, said himself that he was okay. They were just sending him to the hospital to make sure that everything was all right. So the last report that we had, Abe takes the next pitch down low, ball two, no strikes, two balls. The last report we had on Tepe, who was hit in the back of the helmet, is that he was fine. Ooh! And Abe! That ball looked like it ricocheted off of his helmet. And it did. The home plate umpire looks like he's wondering what to do. Abe hit by the pitch, ricocheting off the top of his helmet. Ochiai Kantoku is coming out to have a talk with Yamamoto. Yamamoto looks a little nervous with Ochai coming out. Yamamoto has thrown 88 pitches so far. And in the Central League, it's no longer an automatic ejection for hitting a batter in the helmet. It was for a short time a few years ago. But Yamamoto is staying in the game. Unlike Watanabe earlier today. So I guess that automatic ejection is still in effect in the Pacific League, but it is no longer in effect in the Central League. Yano 7 for 17 with runners in scoring position, one home run, 10 RBIs, and runners at first and second here for the Giants, trying to get something going. Yamamoto's first pitch to Yano, way outside. Ball one. Last year against Yamamoto, Yano was 2 for 4. The next offering swung on and hit deep but foul to left. That evens the count at 1-1. Tonight, Yano against Yamamoto is 0 for 2. Ground out to first, and a foul out to third. And I would like to note that Yamamoto did not tip his hat to the batter after hitting him. He did look like it was an accident. Next pitch misses inside and low at Yano's feet. One strike, 2 balls to count. Yamamoto did look sorry for hitting the batter, but he did not tip his hat. Next pitch, grounder to the left side. And it's Ibata up with the ball, tosses to second base for the force. And the side is retired. So the Giants in their lucky seven, not so lucky. Coming up empty after getting 2 base runners on. At the end of 7 complete now, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 5-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Here in the top of the 8th inning, the Dragons will be sending up the bottom of the order, Hidenori Tanishige, and perhaps pitcher Yamamoto. Hidenori, 0 for 3 so far tonight. Takes first pitch inside, spinning out of the way of it. No strike, one ball. Batting 273, no home runs, one RBI on the season. 6 for 22. Not having played every game. Next pitch misses just below the knees. No strikes, two balls to count. The third offering swung on and lifted to right field. Second baseman Nishi goes back a little bit farther. And goes back a little farther and makes the catch for out number one. The ball just seemed to keep carrying out a little bit farther each time Nishi paused to get a judgment on the ball. Nonetheless, with one away here in the top of the eighth inning, that brings up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige, 1 for 2 with an intentional pass. Takes first pitch low and away, ball one. And the Dragons have Fuji on the on-deck circle. And Tanishige takes the pitch. Ooh, did it hit him? That came awful close to his face. I guess that was just ball two. The third offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. So that pitch didn't hit Tanishige, but it was awfully close. Next pitch, low and away, swung on and missed, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Yamamoto has his bat and is heading toward the on deck circle to take the place of Fuji, who's been swinging bat. Next pitch misses for ball three, bringing the count full. Fuji takes his place on the bench and Yamamoto swings his bat. Next pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains full to Tanishige. At Skymark Stadium, Hidaka hits a solo home run in the eighth inning, putting Oryx up 7-0. Tanishige grounds the next pitch to the right side. Nishi up with the ball, throws the first in plenty of time. Two away. That brings up pitcher Yamamoto batting for himself. Oh for two. With a sacrifice bunt. First pitch, Yamamoto taking all the way. Pitch misses high and away. Ball one. next offering, called Strike One. At the knees. Next pitch just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Yamamoto up there for just to make the final out. He doesn't really look like he's up there to swing. Takes the next pitch on the outside corner, taking all the way, strike three. So that retires the Dragons here in the eighth inning. Going to the Giants, half of the eighth. The Giants are trailing this one by a score of 5-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Yamamoto throwing 92 pitches so far this game, keeping the Giants down to just one run as he has a 5-1 lead going to the bottom of the eighth inning. At Skymark Stadium, the Cebu Lions in the top of the ninth, their last chance, saw Cabrera fly out to right on the first pitch he saw. Wada fouled out for two quick outs. Then pitch hitter Leifer for Cebu flew out to center on the second pitch he saw. Lions go down in order in the ninth. And Hirano, a complete game shutout over the Cebu Lions at Skymark Stadium. So this, the only game remaining. And Miura leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Giants. He'll be followed by the pitcher spot, then to the top of the order in Suzuki. Miura takes first pitch down low for ball one. For Oryx, they scored 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Cebu Lions, no runs, 6 hits, and no errors. The next pitch misses down low, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to Miura. 1-for-3 on the season. 2 of those at-bats coming tonight, where he grounded out to short and flew out to second. Next pitch called, strike one. And I'd like to thank Stevie for the information at coming in at from Skymark Stadium. The next pitch, line drive into shallow center field. One bound in front of the center fielder, base hit. That brings up pinch hitter Kuroda. 2-for-10 on the season, 200 average. Yamamoto, having thrown 96 pitches so far. First pitch to Kuroda, in there for a called strike one. Catching the outside corner to the right-handed batter. The next offering catches the inside corner. Kuroda backing out of the pitch. Takes strike two. Left-handed Yamamoto on the mound has his sign. The next offering, swung on and missed, strike three, swinging on three pitches. That's one away for the Giants here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was Yamamoto's 99th pitch, and there's action in the Chunichi bullpen, in the Chunichi dugout. Pitching coach on the phone to the bullpen. As center fielder Suzuki comes up to the plate. Suzuki grounded out to short, had an infield single to second, and struck out swinging so far tonight. The next offering called strike one. That was Yamamoto's 100th pitch. It doesn't look like Yamamoto's going to match Hirano, though. At Skymark Stadium, Hirano got the complete game shutout with only 105 pitches. The next offering, low and away, evening the count at 1-1. Chunichi Dragons, a two-game losing streak they're trying to break. They have not yet lost three in a row this season. Next offering called strike two, but that pitch was kind of high. For the Oryx Buffaloes, Tani was 2-for-2 with 2 walks and 2 RBIs. So Tani, after a pretty miserable last season and not a very good start this season, Suzuki goes down swinging, strike three. That's the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Giants. And Ochiai Kantoku comes out of the mound, comes out of the dugout. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. Nonetheless, Tani, after a miserable season last year, and kind of a slow start this year, has really been coming on strong lately in the Buffalo's surgence to A-class. Ochiai Kantoku having a short talk with Yamamoto on the mound, and now he turns and asks for the ball. So after 103 pitches, that's it for Yamamoto. He faced 28 batters, allowed 4 hits, no home runs, walked one, actually hit one. Struck out 6 and has allowed just 1 run. So So that closes it for Yamamoto. Hard to ask for more than this outing. The Giants here in the bottom of the eighth inning have a runner at first and two down, trailing by a score of 5-1. Scoring so far in this game, Junichi Dragons with Tyrone Woods at the plate scored the first run when starting pitcher Utsumi threw a wild pitch going to the backstop, plating Ibata from third base. But the Giants tied the ball game up in the bottom of the fourth inning. A leadoff infield single by Suzuki, sacrifice bunt by Nishi, and a double to center field by Nioka tied the ball game up temporarily. But in the fifth inning, a leadoff base on balls to Araki. He stole second base. Then was singled. No, then touched up and went to third base on a flyout by Fukudome. And came across to put the Dragons up 2-1 when Woods lined a single off the right field wall. Alex then singled to center, and Tatsunami drove Woods home with a single to right, putting the Dragons up 3-1. Then in the seventh inning, with one out, Fukudome singled to right, and one out later, Alex hit a home run to left center to put the Dragons up 5-1. For the Dragons, the second pitcher of the evening is to be Hirai. And the Giants, to face Hirai, will be sending up pinch hitter Shimizu. Shimizu, not getting the start tonight, although he has been quite a bit lately. Only batting 188, one home run, six RBIs. The first pitch by Hirai in there for a called strike one. Hirai, a 0.73 ERA. One win, no losses, no saves in 10 games. Mainly used as middle relief. The second offering just misses up high, ball one. One strike, one ball the count. Iwase, the Chunichi Dragons closer. Hirai, the setup man for Iwase. Although Iwase has had a few awful bad outings. The next offering swung on and grounded to shortstop. Ibata up with the ball. Throws to second base for the force. And the side is retired. So the Giants finally chase Yamamoto. But come up empty again here in the eighth inning. Giants have just one more chance as they trail going to the ninth inning by a score of 5-1.
郎と河合背番号ゼロ。
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. Nishimura comes in to pitch for the Giants. He was just called up from Nigun earlier today. The first pitch to leadoff batter Araki misses low and away for ball one. Nishimura, a right-handed pitcher. Next offering just catches the inside corner for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Next offering, called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Nishimura, 2-4 on the year in 12 outings, a 5.72 ERA. Oh, that's last year. Next offering fouled off and out of play to the right side by Araki. The next offering, one bounder outside, evening the count at 2-2. Nishimura has a sign, misses outside. Full count to Araki. Abe tried to get the call, moving his glove from outside to over the plate. The next offering swung on and grounded just right of the second base bag and into center field. Base hit. For the Giants, Morioka has taken over at second base. So there's nobody out, runner at first base for the Chunichi Dragons here in the top of the ninth inning. Ibata showing bunt. And there's a throw over to first base with Araki back in head first. Ibata batting 188, no home runs and 5 RBIs on the season. Mainly the number 2 batter to bunt. He bunts the first pitch foul up the third base side. I really like the Giants' more dynamic 1-2-3 batters than putting the second batter as a bunter, as the Chunichi are sticking with tradition in doing. Chunichi 4 games behind the Giants with these different tactics. Next pitch fouled off the catcher, Abe. Strike 2. Shimizu stayed in the game, went into center field. The pitcher is going into the number one spot, Suzuki, formerly the center fielder. Kuroda, this says Kuroda at second base. Next pitch in the dirt for ball one to Ibata. The order for the Giants now. Pitcher is in the number one spot, Nishimura. Shimizu in center field in the second batter spot. Throw over to first. Araki back. Head first. Nioka, Lee, Kokubo, Abe, Yano, Miura all where they have been. And in the pitcher spot in the batting order is Kuroda at second base. Oh, sorry. Morioka is the Chunichi Dragon. Kuroda. So Kuroda had pinch hit for the pitcher, stayed in the game at second base. Shimizu pinch hit for second baseman Nishi, stays in the game in center field, and center fielder Suzuki comes out of the game to be replaced by the pitcher spot. While Ibata fouls off another pitch. Two strikes, one ball to count to Ibata. Next offering called, strike 3. A nice pitch over the outside part of the plate. That's the first out of the inning for the Dragons here in the top of the ninth inning. Those of you just joining us, the Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 5-1. Here in the top of the ninth inning, they have a runner at first base and one out. Number 3 batting, Fukudome. Chunichi right fielder coming to the plate. Fukudome is 2-for-4. A single to right, foul out to the catcher, fly out to right, and a single to right. Takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Nishimura, the third pitcher of record for the Giants tonight, on the mound. The next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Evens the count at 1-1. Utsumi started the game for the Giants. Kubo came in after Utsumi was pinch hit for in the sixth inning. So Kubo pitched the seventh and eighth. Nishimura coming in to pitch the ninth. Throw over to first base. Araki back in head first. Araki singled to start the ninth inning. Singled up the middle to start the ninth inning. He has one stolen base so far tonight. The next offering is swung on and a low one-bound liner to Lee at first base. He throws to second for one. The relay back to first is not in time. Fukudome safe at first. On the fielder's choice. And the clock strikes nine. And Watanabe comes up to bat. Watanabe was changed defensively for Woods earlier. The next offering. And Watanabe backs out of the pitch, taking it for a ball. One strike, one ball the count. Throw over to first base, and Fukudome dives back in. On deck is Alex, who had a two-run home run. As I started to say at that time, Alex had been a great find for the Chunichi Dragons after Miller refused to come to the Dragons after being released by his team in the U.S. back in 2003. Next offering to Watanabe fouled off and out of play to the right side. So had Miller not refused to come and play for the Chunichi Dragons instead of go to the Boston Red Sox after he was put on waivers to allow the Dragons to get him, then the Dragons would have probably never gotten Alex, who has really contributed well to this team. Next offering, swung on and grounded back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Pitcher Nishimura on the mound in his third year. The next offering misses low and away, evening the count at 2-2. Nishimura had two wins last year, both starting. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three to Watanabe. And that retires the side for the Dragons here in the top of the ninth inning. Giants' last chance. They'll be sending up Nioka, Lee, and Kokubo, numbers 3, 4, and 5. As they continue to trail this one by a score of 5-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Giants sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5, Nioka, Lee, and Kokobo here in their last chance. The bottom of the ninth inning. Pitcher Hidai in his second inning of work. Throws the first pitch to Nioka, swung on a miss, strike one. Yamamoto had thrown 7 2/3 innings. The next offering swung on and lined left field, and Alex getting a one hopper, the ball just hopping in front of his glove. For a leadoff base hit by Nioka. I wasn't sure if he caught it directly or if it was a one bound, but the second base umpire was out there putting out this safe sign saying that, yes, the ball did in fact bounce before going into Alex's glove. That brings up cleanup batter Lee. Many fans starting Golden Week early this year, as we have 3 days off, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week throughout Japan. Lee takes first pitch high and away, ball one. Over the last 5 games, Lee is batting 3-for-15, 200 pace, no home runs, no RBIs. Certainly started off the season very well. Still batting over 300. After also performing very well in the World Baseball Classic, and he takes this pitch deep. But foul. There was no doubt that that pitch had the distance. Lee turned all the way around on that pitch. On the Chunichi bench, Yamamoto was looking like, oh no! Lee really got all of that pitch. But, just a long foul ball. Evening the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Hidai has thrown in 10 games so far this season. One win, no loss, no saves, a 0.73 ERA. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Giants have Nioka at first base. Kokobo in the on-deck circle. Lee Sonyo at the plate. Korean home run king, Asian home run king, having hit 56 home runs in Korea before joining the Chivalote Marines and moving to the Giants this year. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. We'll do the 2-2 pitch again. Show all Hidai comes set. Next offering, swung on and grounded a high bounder off the plate to second base. Second baseman Araki tosses the ball to shortstop once the ball comes down. But there is no relay to first, so Lee reaches on the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up third baseman Kokubo. One out, runner still at first base. Kokubo batting 306 on the season, 7 home runs, 23 RBIs. First pitch taken inside for ball one. Kokubo so far has flown out to short, grounded out to third, and flown out to second. Next offering, swung on, grounded to the right side. The throw from Araki to Ibata, and Ibata jumps as Lee comes in sliding, and the umpire is calling Lee out at second base. Hada Kantoku looks like he wants to go out and argue it, but he's decided not to. So it's a force play, fielder's choice again. 4-6 fielder's choice. Cutting down the lead runner for out number two. That brings up catcher Abe. Hidai's first pitch to Abe in the dirt. Blocked well by Tanishige. Yamamoto going for his first win against the Giants since April 10th of last year. Although he certainly has a reputation for defeating the Giants a lot. He's going for his 34th career defeat of the Giants. Next pitch taken for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. One out away. We are here at Tokyo Dome. Abe batting 355 on the season at the plate. Takes next pitch low and away for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The 1-2 offering misses outside ball three. No, one strike, three balls to count. Giants trailing by four. 1-5 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two out, runner at first base. And the next pitch to Abe misses outside ball four. And the pitching coach is on the mound to the bullpen in the Chunichi dugout, while Ochiai Kantoku comes striding out to have a word with his pitcher. He'll most likely stall for a moment to let his relief pitcher get in a few more practice throws. Ochai Kontoku having a laugh with Idai. Looks like he just told him to finish it off. Let's go. And Ochai Kontoku has a word with the home plate umpire and takes the ball. It looks like we are going to have a pitching change. Iwase comes in, the closer for the Chunichi Dragons. Despite a four-run lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning with two down, runners at first and second, Ochai is going with his closer. So we'll take a short break while Iwase warms up. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right fielder Yano coming up to the plate to face third pitcher of the night for the Dragons, closer Iwase. Iwase in 10 games has no wins, one loss, 7 saves, and a 4.66 ERA. First pitch to Yano, misses in the dirt for ball one. Yano so far tonight has popped out to second, flown out to center, and grounded out to short on a fielder's choice to end the seventh inning. Batting 394 on the season, 4 home runs, 16 RBIs. Takes the next pitch for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Chunichi Dragons leading by a score of 5-1 here. Hidai came in for Yamamoto with 2 outs in the 8th inning. And the next offering, swung on and grounded through the right side. The runner at second base rounds third but holds there as right fielder Fukudome comes up with the ball, throwing it back in. So the bases are now loaded for the Giants. Yano, a single to right field, keeps things going for the Giants. down by four. The tying run now at the plate. In number eight batter, left fielder Muta. Muta takes first pitch low and inside for ball one. Muta so far tonight has grounded out to third, popped out to second, and singled. To left center. Second offering called, strike one up high. This umpire has had a kind of high strike zone. The third offering, and the appeal to the first base umpire says that Muta did go around. Failed to check his swing, strike two. The pitch having missed just outside. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. This ball game is over. The Chunichi Dragons snap their two-game losing streak, defeating the Yomiuri Giants at Tokyo Dome tonight by a score of 5-1. For the Dragons, it was 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors. For the Giants, 1 run on 6 hits, no errors. Yamamoto gets the win for the Chunichi Dragons. The loss goes to Giant starter Utsumi. There was a home run by Alex, his 7th of the year, a 2-run shot. That pretty much put this game away in the 7th inning. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, either live or via MP3. Please feel free to redistribute and reuse whatever you can of this broadcast. Just give credit to the site JapaneseBaseball.com. Thank you very much, and have a good night.